I'm Mary Graham. It's all about the money. Today, we're looking at Payroll Friday within the construction industry. My special guests today are Drew Porter, the Executive Vice President of EMARS, and Paul Soik, a certified public accountant. All right, gentlemen, we're going to see today who does it better. So I want to start with you, Drew. Can you tell me a little bit, what are some of the biggest challenges that contractors and subcontractors face when it comes to certified payroll compliance?
Thank you, Mary. You know, there's two different types of challenges when you're a prime contractor versus a subcontractor. As a prime contractor, your biggest challenge is managing all your subcontractors. Some of these projects can have over 100 different subcontractors on the project. And as a prime contractor, you are responsible for the compliance of all your subcontractors. Now, when we talk about compliance, what exactly does that mean? There's many different types of errors that can come up on a certified payroll. For example, work classification errors, so listing your employee in the wrong trade, wage and fringe benefit errors, so paying your employee below the prevailing wage rates, miscalculating fringe benefits, incorrectly applying overtime or double time rules. And then there's also hours and reporting errors, so missing days worked, entering the wrong hours, or splitting shifts incorrectly. And lastly, you know, there are data and response time errors that subcontractors can have. So not turning in payrolls on time, inconsistency in formats across multiple contractors. And that's really just the surface level of the different things that can occur on these payrolls.
You know, that sounds pretty complex and technical. Is it possible to kind of put it in kind of a layman's term, something a little simpler for somebody who's maybe just getting into the industry to understand it?
So when we're talking about a certified payroll, the big question is, what is it? What a certified payroll is really a special type of weekly payroll report that's required to be submitted by all contractors who are performing work on government-funded construction projects. So on this form, it's going to show who worked on the project, what job they did or their work classification, how many hours they worked, how much they were being paid, including their fringe benefits. And then at the end, there's a signature page, which is called the Statements of Compliance. And that is basically certifying that everyone was paid at least the prevailing wage and then followed the many other rules that we'll discuss in a little bit.
Now, Paul, I want to turn to you here briefly. You're a CPA. How much of these items that Drew has been talking about are you already familiar with?
I'm familiar with all of them, but to say that I have a general knowledge of them, to say that I have specific knowledge would not be the case.
So as a CPA, are you currently doing payroll for any construction companies?
Well, we do have construction contractors that are our clients, but we do not specifically do their payroll. In fact, we recommend that they get somebody who specializes in the area. In fact, we recommend, you know, automated processing of payroll for all our clients. We simply can't do as efficiently as they can.
Well, hopefully by the end of this conversation, you're going to be sending all of your clients to EMARS. Drew, is it government policies or laws that require you to be so technical with your payroll?
That's correct. So anytime the government funds a construction project, whether that be state or federal, you are required to follow their laws and pay the wages that they have outlined to the workers on that specific construction project.
And is that regulated by the federal government or state?
It depends on where the funding's coming from. If the funding's coming from the federal government, you'll be following Davis-Bacon, the Davis-Bacon Act, and the federal regulations. If the funding's coming from a state or local government source, they'll often have different prevailing wage laws. For example, Washington and California have their own robust system of prevailing wage laws.
Drew, how does EMARS help general contractors manage compliance across dozens or even hundreds of subcontractors?
That's a great question. The big thing we do is that we bring all the prime general contractors, subcontractors into one place. So on a single dashboard, the general contractor is able to see all the subcontractors that are working on the project. They can also see the last payroll these subcontractors have submitted, and then if they have any overdue payrolls and any payrolls out of compliance. And that's all on one screen. And that's really the big value to our prime contractors.
Now, I would imagine, Drew, you're not the only company in the whole United States that does this type of payroll for the construction industry. Why is EMARS better? How do you stand above the competition?
There's a couple really key pieces of how we stand out in the marketplace. And the first and foremost is customer support. We invest heavily in our customer support. When we get a customer support request, the expectation is that we get back to our clients within the hour. We never let anything sit overnight. Additionally, we provide support not only to our prime contractors, but to all of their subcontractors. So if they have a problem, their prime contractor can refer them to EMARS. And we'll help them get it fixed.
So it's one-stop shopping for them.
Right. And if that's all included in the cost, we also have an audit trail for our prime contractors. Some of the other systems out there, they'll notify a subcontractor of an error before they sign the payroll. That's not the case with EMARS. When a subcontractor signs the payroll, that's when they become aware of the error. We then save the error and require the sub to create what's called a revision and fix the payroll. And that gives our prime contractors and the auditors an audit trail to ensure the correct payment was made to the employees. Lastly, the one other thing we do is that we set up the projects in the system and enter the wage determination and maintain the wage determination for our clients at no additional cost. A lot of the other companies out there are going to charge a fee for that. That's something that's included in our price.
So then, do the general contractors have to train all of the subcontractors?
No, that's another great question. We are going to train all the subs on how to do everything. They'll attend one of our live training sessions, and a huge thing that a lot of our contractors like about the training session is it lasts 35 minutes, and after that, about 99% of the people who attend the training are ready to use and navigate the system.
Very nice. Now, how long has EMARS been helping people with payroll?
Yeah, we were originally founded in 1999 as a contract compliance company. Around 2010, we transitioned into certified payroll compliance, and we've been in the business ever since.
So, prior to, say, probably the 90s, were most people doing this manually?
Yeah, a lot of people were doing it manually, and even today you'll see some people doing it manually, which is a real heavy lift.
What are the dangers if you're doing it manually and you make a mistake?
The dangers of doing it manually is one, there's a misconception that you only have to pay the employee the correct wage and you're in compliance. But really, there's over 25 different errors that can occur on each and every payroll. And so you're making yourself vulnerable to potential mistakes by doing that manually. We actually did a study of 100,000 certified payrolls prepared, and we found manually, and we found that 20% of those payrolls had at least one error. It's a almost impossible task to maintain 100% accuracy preparing your payrolls manually.
Paul, as you're hearing about the whole certification process of the construction payroll, do you find it overwhelming?
No, I don't necessarily find it overwhelming, but I find that there's a lot of detail that has to be studied, and you have to have direct knowledge of this in order to allow your clients to be in compliance. And that's just something that, as a CPA firm, we would not want to take on.
All right, Drew, if you had one piece of advice for contractors trying to improve their compliance process, what would that be?
I would say don't wait until it's too late. A lot of people think that they can manage these on their own, and they later find out that their payrolls had errors, they were underpaying employees. This leads to massive fines, and it also can lead to debarment on bidding on future government contracts. There's systems out there like EMARS that can help you automate this process, save your employees time, and ensure that your payrolls are 100% accurate and audit ready.
All right, Drew, can you give us an overview of EMARS then and the role that you play in the construction payroll industry?
So EMARS is a SaaS platform built specifically for certified payroll compliance on government-funded construction projects. Our role is to make sure that prime contractors, subcontractors, and even public agencies can trust their payrolls are accurate, compliant, and submitted on time. Normally, certified payroll reporting is a manual and error-prone process, and contractors are required to submit these weekly reports with detailed classifications, hours, wages, and fringe benefits. And mistakes on these payrolls can lead to delays, penalties, or even worse. So what we do is we simplify that entire process. Contractors can upload their payrolls to eMARS with just a few mouse clicks, and the system immediately audits the payrolls in real time, so you know right away if you're in or out of compliance. For prime contractors, we also provide full visibility across all of our subs with real-time dashboards, error flags, and reporting tools that makes oversight easy.
I'm sure everybody's ready now to get started with EMARS. How do we get a hold of you?
Go to our website at emarsinc.com. Reach out to our sales team. There's a number in the upper right that's 480-771-2841. You can also reach out to my email directly at drew.porter@emarsinc.com.
So that website once again is emarsinc.com. That's EMARSINC.com. Thank you so much, gentlemen, both for being with us today. And I think that Drew did it better, Paul.
I got to admit, so I think his last answer was really great, really summarized what they do.
And now you know, for all of your construction payroll needs, visit EMARS at emarsinc.com. That's EMARSINC.com. And we'll see you again next week to see who does it better.